all the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Get about your worries and your strife. La-di-da.
I mean the bare necessities. That's why a bear can rest at ease
with just the bare necessities of life.
And plants and take a glance. Fancy ants. Maybe try yourself.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Pop Fishbowl Podcast. I am your host Ezekiel. Welcome to the Jungle Book episode. But first, because it is April 15th, 2016, I just wanted to talk about my week a bit. So for books, I'm still reading The Devil in the White City by Eric Larson. I'm about 200 pages in. It's a pretty good book. I really like the nonfiction aspect of it. I've always been fascinated by serial killers, so H.H. Holmes is a really twisted person, and I really kind of want to punch him in the face and push him down some stairs, but as a persona, he's very interesting to read about. I just hate him very, very much. So I'm hoping to have that done in the next couple days or something. Haven't really read anything for comic books. I have. I read The Black Panther by Ta-Nehisi Coates. I loved it. It was really good. The art was just beautiful. It's a really good story. It's a slow burn, so it's the first issue. And I don't know about you guys, I always find first issues of comics really hard. It can be like a pilot of a TV show, is that nowadays everything is all set up into arcs in comics. So they do 5 or 6 issues, and then they release a graphic novel or a trade of it. And so it's really kind of hard to tell where they're going with Black Panther, but it's good. The characters were well developed for a first issue. I like what Coates is trying to do just in terms of the country of Wakanda and the people in it and kind of the politics and stuff. It's very interesting. But again, like I said, I was a little disappointed because it's the first issue and I wasn't really given a lot. There was like little bits and pieces, but it was good. And I'll probably pick up the graphic novel, you know, when it comes out. But I'm excited. I'm excited for Black Panther and Civil War. That's cool. I don't really know much about Black Panther, so I'm hoping the movie gives me a little bit of tidbits to chew on while I'm waiting for the graphic novel to come out. So that was my comics. TV shows. So I had a kind of a self-care day the other day, and I caught up on a lot of TV. I don't know if you've remembered. I'm trying really, really hard to limit my TV consumption this year. I want to get down to like 4 hours a week or less than that. I'm getting there. My shows are ending, which is nice, but it's hard because there's just so much TV and there's just so much interesting TV, so it's hard. But I watched the season finale of iZombie. iZombie ended its second season. iZombie I really like. I was a little on the fence about it when it first came out because I think zombies, just like vampires, are overdone and I'm so sick of seeing them. I wasn't the biggest fan of Rob Thomas's previous show, Veronica Mars. It came out like 10-ish years ago. I found it like really clever, like too clever for its own good. Like the dialogue just didn't feel natural. It felt like these really witty, quippy people. And sometimes there's people in life who aren't witty and quippy. I mean, that's life, yo. And so Veronica Mars just wasn't my jam. And I watched the first season of it, and I liked the mystery aspect of it. But other than that, it didn't. And Kristen Bell is awesome. Kristen Bell is good in everything, but it just didn't do it for me. iZombie, I really liked. It got better as it went along. I love the villain of Blaine. Blaine is just, he is the show for me. He's like Spike. Like Spike from Buffy the Vampire Slayer. That is why I watched Buffy. I love Spike. And Blaine is like Spike. But they integrate Blaine onto the show better than they did with Buffy. Like, the thing what they did is once Spike became a main character, they had to have reason why he would hang out with the Scooby Gang, because he's a vampire and Buffy hates him and she kills vampires. And why is Spike alive? So they put the chip in his head. And it was interesting. but it kind of neutered Spike, and it's great that he wanted to find a soul, but it just wasn't Spike. So I like that they keep Blaine as a villain on iZombie, and David Anders is really good. He was really good in Alias like 10 years ago. He was in Heroes. Yeah, I guess he was in Heroes, it was 10 years ago. Wow. So he's in Alias 10 years ago, and he was in Heroes. He's a really good bad guy. He's not British, by the way. He's always like James Marsters, where people assume he's British because he always played Brits before, but he's American. American, and he's awesome. So iZombie ended in a really interesting way for season 3. I try not to give spoilers on my podcast because I don't know where people are at. If you would like to ask a question, you can always email me at popfishbowl@gmail.com. But I really liked it. So that was iZombie. I watched episode 12 of Outsiders. Outsiders is on WGN, and it's about the hill people from Kentucky. It's okay. It kind of peaked for me with episode 9. Episode 9 was really good. And it's just, it's hard for me because I like the idea. The premise is so intriguing for me, but it's lost its potential. Like, it doesn't know what it wants to be. So there's really good things of Outsiders, but it's not like The People vs. O.J. Simpson, for example, which is like good across the board. Outsiders is not great. I watched the latest episode of Legends of Tomorrow. I really liked that show. I really loved the cast. They went to the Wild West and they got to see Jonah Hex. And it was a really good episode. It was just fun. I love the chemistry of all the characters. Like, it's such a silly show, but I like how everyone just kind of has their own personalities, and they come together as a team, and they just bounce off each other and get into scrapes. I like that. And I like cowboys in the Wild West, so this is a really cool episode. I like the guy who's Jonah Hex. I don't know the actor's name, but good job, buddy. You certainly, I think, did it more justice than Josh Brolin in the 2010s Jonah Hex, which I still haven't seen. So that was Legends of Tomorrow. I watched the second episode of Wynonna Earp on Sci-Fi. It was okay. It was better than the pilot. I like the sisterly bond. It's kind of funny. I'm gonna give it like 3 more episodes. And yeah, it was better than the pilot. It's kind of got this whole Buffy thing going for it, but Buffy was better, if that helps as a review. So that was Wynonna Earp. I watched Houdini and Doyle, which is like a British procedural about the teaming of Arthur Conan Doyle and Harry Houdini. And they're like reluctant partners, and they solve crimes because, you know, just go with it. It's one of those things where they just need like thoughts and ideas for new procedurals. They're like, oh man, what about Houdini and Doyle? Yeah, they could be reluctant partners. I don't know if they were in real life. I don't know if they ever met. I don't really know my history on them. And it was okay. It was a British show. They had you know, the period clothes, a lot of mustaches. Mustaches were good. But I'm just really not into procedurals, so I may watch episode 2, I may not. I watched this weird show on the History Channel called Iron and Fire, which I thought was just like a drama. It was a reality show about a guy who builds guns. I don't really like reality shows. I didn't really find this really interesting. It was kind of like Duck Dynasty, but they build guns. A lot of beards and guns, and I was just like, I feel bad. I skipped around the episode. I watched bits and pieces of him just like cleaning the gun and building it and then stroking his beard. And I was like, you know what? I don't really need to watch it. But if you like beard stroking and gun building and, you know, in this kind of hills in the South, I would recommend Iron and Fire. It's on the History Channel. So there's that. Finally, I watched five episodes of Shadowhunters, which is like, I think the network's called Freeform, but in Canada they're airing it as a Netflix original, because that's just what Netflix does when they acquire stuff from other countries. I hope I don't have a lot of fans of Shadowhunters, but I didn't like it. I watched 5 episodes. I tried to give it a chance. The main character's hair really bugged me, because in the first episode it was really orangey. Like, it looked like tangerine, like Kool-Aid, and I couldn't look away. And I spent way too much time thinking about her hair and going, is she a natural redhead? She can't be. This is like a horrible dye job. And the acting just wasn't great. It was a bunch of whiny teenagers, but it was whiny teenagers fighting vampires and demons and stuff and werewolves and it just a lot of brooding and teenage angst, and I don't know. I like my teenage angst in small doses. It has to do something for me. So that was Shadowhunters. Part of me wants to keep watching because I heard that something happens to the main character that makes him really interesting, and he's really annoying. Every time he says something, I just want to punch him in the face. So there's that part of me that wants to continue, but then there's that other part of me that's like, just stop, just quit. So that was the TV I watched. I still haven't watched the last episode of Underground. I will probably watch that after I'm finished this. I really like Underground, as I've noticed. If you like good quality shows and you've finished binging The Magicians and People vs. O.J. Simpson, if you haven't finished binging The People vs. O.J. Simpson and The Magicians, you need to stop watching this or listening to this podcast right now and just do it. It is an awesome, awesome show. So yeah, so Underground is good. Haven't really played any video games. I really need to buy Day of the Tentacle. I might buy that as like a post-birthday gift for myself, but it's just, when is the time? So that was kind of like my pop culture week. Now on to the main event. I saw The Jungle Book. So here's my thoughts on The Jungle Book. When it was announced that Disney was doing a live-action version of Jungle Book, I thought it was totally unnecessary. It was like 10 years ago when I was a kid and like I'd gone to Disneyland and they were making a Pirates of the Caribbean ride or a movie. I love Pirates of the Caribbean, but a movie, like, and I was like, even with Johnny Depp, and I was just like, but it's got pirates, and I was excited, but I was really hesitant. And I walked out of that movie with a big, like, shit-eating grin. I was just in heaven. It was like, I'm Captain Jack Sparrow. It was just such a great movie. And when I walked out of The Jungle Book, I felt the same. It didn't need to be made, but they did a really, 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 really good job with it. Like, everyone, the acting. I watched the animated movie this morning because I wanted to refresh myself because it'd been a long time since I'd seen that movie. So I watched it. I haven't read the original stories by Rudyard Kipling. I'd like to do that at some point. So I'm just basing off the animated show. I liked how they kept the themes of that movie, and there was a little bit of the song and dance, but they kind of made it its own. I really like how they branched out the wolf family a little more. One of my complaints from watching this morning is that the wolf pack had raised Mowgli from birth, and then you don't see them for the rest of the movie. And I thought, well, if they raised Mowgli, like, wouldn't they be sort of attached to him? And so I really liked that the movie focused on that. Giancarlo Esposito played Akira, and the actor from Star Wars, I think Maz, I'm going to butcher her name, please correct me at popfishbowl@gmail.com, but Lupita Nyong'o, I think, was the female cub wolf that I can't remember her name. She was really good. One word, Idris Elba as Shere Khan. Oh my god, I loved how they developed Shere Khan more. I mean, in the animated movie, he's the looming threat. He's like, Shere Khan is coming. And that works, but I like how they gave Shere Khan a little more to do. They made him a little threatening, and Idris Elba's voice is awesome. It's awesome and threatening and British all at the same time. It's great. Christopher Walken as King Louie. He is a big monkey, very big monkey, and he sings, and he sounds like Christopher Walken. It was just, the CGI for the animals was just amazing. Just amazing. And I just had the biggest grin on my face the entire time. It was just fantastic. I really want to see it again. I liked seeing all the other animals in the jungle. I liked the little shout-outs. They had like a frog at one point, and then a flying squirrel, and I think I heard Gary Shandling's voice, and it was very sad because then it reminded me that Gary Shandling was dead. But it was cool. I think he was a porcupine. What was really interesting is that, like, so Ben Kingsley plays Bagheera in this version, and for whatever reason, there's this line that Bagheera says in the trailer that sounds just like Eddie Izzard, like the comedian Eddie Izzard, and I really thought that Eddie Izzard was Bagheera, and there are points in the movie that, for whatever reason, Ben Kingsley's voice, to me anyways, sounds like Eddie Izzard, so it's like, and now I kind of want Eddie Izzard as Bagheera, like, I don't know why, I just want that, because Eddie Izzard is fantastic. And I love him, so there just needs to be more Eddie Izzard. Maybe, Andy, I can't remember the name of him. He does all the mocap stuff for Lord of the Rings. Andy Serkis should hire Eddie Izzard for Bagheera for his version of the Jungle Book. Yeah, Andy Serkis is doing his own Jungle Book movie. So, yeah, I really, 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 really like The Jungle Book, and you know what? I'm probably gonna see it again this weekend. I think so. Like, my message to Disney, if any of the Disney people are listening to this very humble podcast, that you just keep it up this year, because so far it's been amazing. I'm just gonna group Star Wars in with the films of this year because it came out in December. Star Wars: The Force Awakens was awesome. Zootopia, awesome. Jungle Book, awesome. I'm not really terribly excited for Civil War, as most people are. I kind of just want to see it because of Spider-Man, to be honest. But that looks really good. And Moana in November, it looks awesome. It's like a Polynesian princess, and they actually have like a Polynesian voice actor, which is great, and it's needed. And she has a pet pig, and they go out looking for an island. And I love islands, so I'm really excited about that. So, Disney, keep it up. You've done three amazing movies. I expect the rest of the slate will be just as good. So, yeah, that's my week. If there's anything you guys want me to talk about, please make sure to email me at popfishbowl@gmail.com. And I'll see you next week. Maybe I might even have a bonus episode and talk about Zootopia in the next couple days. Anyways, talk to you later, guys. Bye.